4:06. You're listening to Central Time here in the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll be talking about fun and kid-friendly outdoor activities to enjoy in our state this summer.
First, Governor Walker spent most of last week in Israel. After returning home on Thursday, he headed to Iowa on Saturday. During the past few months, he's been traveling the country and abroad in the run-up to a likely presidential bid.
Some critics say that he's traveling too much and not spending enough time in Wisconsin. The state Democratic Party even put up billboards in Green Bay and Milwaukee calling on the governor to, quote, come home and get to work for Wisconsin.
Walker responded by saying that the Democrats criticizing him are hypocritical because they supported 14 state senators who left the state to prevent voting on Act 10, and he says he's fully engaged with the state.
PolitiFact Wisconsin recently took a look at the data to figure out exactly how much time Governor Walker has been spending in the state since the beginning of the year. Tom Kircher, PolitiFact Wisconsin reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, joins us now. Tom, welcome to Central Time.
Good to be with you. Thanks.
So first of all, this must be a little tricky to piece together exactly how much time Governor Walker has spent in the state. How did you do it?
That's a good point to start with. There's not one comprehensive record to document where the governor spends, you know, every bit of his time. So what we did was try to measure it in two different ways. We took a look at how many nights he spends in Wisconsin, and then how many days he spent in other states.
And once you've got those numbers, based on what you have, do you have an idea about how much is a lot of time away or a lot of time in the state? How do you gauge what you got?
We did. We found that with both measures, he's in the state roughly half the time and out of state roughly half. So on the first measure, when we took a look at the number of nights he was spending in Wisconsin, those records are available only for January through March. And what we found is that just about half the time it was documented that he spent the night either at the governor's mansion in Madison or at his home in Wauwatosa. And then the second way we did the measures was to take a look at news reports and other accounts of his travels out of state and out of the country. And there again, we found that just under half the time he had spent at least part of a day outside of Wisconsin.
And let's look at those numbers more particularly, numbers of nights spent in Wisconsin at the mansion, at his home, or out of the state. No location listed. What did you find in January, February, and March?
Right. He spent about 14 nights per month.
And I think that we may have lost Tom Kircher. Tom, are you with us? Well, we'll work on getting him back on the line as we take a closer look about how much time Governor Walker has been spending in the state of Wisconsin and out of the state of Wisconsin. This in the run-up for a likely presidential bid. There are critics of the governor saying he should be spending more time in Wisconsin. He's spending too much time looking at his credentials as a presidential candidate, not enough time in the state. Others saying, you know, he's doing all right and he's taking care of Wisconsin. Tom, are you back with us?
I am.
Great. We were talking about the number of days that the governor spent in Wisconsin, and you said about half, looks like, in Wisconsin. Is that the average for the 3 months you looked at?
Yeah, that's right, from January through March. And again, we're relying there on the official calendars produced by the governor's office. So on many of the nights, they indicate specifically he was at the governor's mansion in Madison, or on other nights, he may have been at his home in Wauwatosa. On many other days, however, there was really no specific notation. So I think you're safe to say that roughly half, at least half of the time, he was spending the night in Wisconsin.
One interesting number, in March of 2015, you have the number of days overnight at the mansion as 9 and the number of days with no overnight location listed, meaning it's likely that he is traveling out of the country, perhaps, at 22. Mm-hmm. That's a bigger one.
Yeah, that frankly, it's difficult to know, to draw too much from that. Is that a case of where he's traveling quite a bit more, or is that, you know, some fault of record keeping? If you take a look at some of the other numbers, for example, in that story, we indicated that in March, where it looked like he was spending lots of nights somewhere else, we showed him as being in other states on 12 days that month. So certainly plenty of travel on some instances. In other cases, it's hard to know, again, exactly where he may have spent overnight in the state or somewhere else.
We're talking to Tom Kircher right now, PolitiFact Wisconsin reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about the amount of time that Governor Walker is spending in and outside of Wisconsin, given comments from critics that he may be traveling too much. And looking at outside of Wisconsin days, now these are, it looks like, domestic travel days here in the country. What have you found there about where he's been?
You know, he's been to 17 different states, as well as making a number of trips to the District of Columbia. When you think about the 17 states, you might imagine Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, some of the early voting and early caucus states, and that's true. He's made actually more than a dozen appearances in those three states, but you know, quite a bit of range as well, to New York City more than once, out to California, down to Florida. He's covered quite a bit of the country.
Any idea how that might compare to other likely candidates or candidates? Chris Christie, for example, Bobby Jindal, is he in the ballpark there?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. We limited our analysis to looking at Governor Walker's travels, but we did note in the story that the other two governors you mentioned, Republican governors, Jindal in Louisiana and Christie in New Jersey, in similar positions in the sense they're active governors and also considering a run. And we noted that they've been under criticism as well for how do you strike the balance, how much time is appropriate to spend in your state doing your governing versus, you know, how much travel do you have to do if you want to make a serious run for the White House.
And how has the governor responded to criticism, especially from Democrats that say he's spending too much time out of Wisconsin?
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems certainly a legitimate question to raise. A guy who runs for governor, he's elected to run the state, and he's gone a lot. So it's natural to say, gee, how much are you here? How much are you really engaged? At the same time, there's maybe some irony in that criticism. I mean, a lot of the Democrats, since Walker has been governor, have been highly critical of his policies. So it's interesting that they would say, gee, you need to be here more, doing even more work on the state's business when they've been so critical of them. But certainly it's a legitimate question to raise, particularly as, you know, he continues to do so well in polling in some of those key states, Iowa, New Hampshire, as well as in some of the national polls. You've got to expect that the travel is going to continue, if not increase.
And what about from Republicans? Has there been any feedback in either direction about how Republicans are feeling about the governor clearly working on what looks to be a presidential bid?
Yeah, if there is that, I don't think that that's surfaced nearly as much. I mean, there's no question we're in a key time in terms of the state budget. That's something the governor introduces in February. The legislature works on in detail, usually into June. And while it's in the legislature's court, so to speak, right now, you would expect that since the state budget is one of the most important tasks for the governor, that he would be pretty fully engaged. And, you know, he's not. He's made statements to the effect that, look, yes, I'm traveling a lot, but I'm in touch frequently. I'm maybe even more focused in my efforts since I'm away a little bit more. But there's certainly not, I don't think you could make the case that it's the same to be in touch by phone or whatnot as opposed to being there in person, you know, pushing hard for your priorities.
Tom, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
We've been talking to Tom Kircher, PolitiFact reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about the amount of time that Governor Walker is spending in and outside of Wisconsin, given some comments from critics that he's traveling too much.